Yes, I'd like to, okay, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everyone's going well. If you can please down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Halachaim Kanievsky Shlita, Pinyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe ben Devoa, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito, Moshe David or Moshe Dov ben Bloy. If you can please down for Rachel Basilana, Yehudit Bat Wina, Mim Bat Zalwezel, Leah Pesha Bastina, Avraham Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Moshe Ben Malka, Shira Bas Devoa Leah, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Rachel Shifra Bas Leah, Rachel Leah Bat Shifra, Leah Bas Rachel, Avraham Meir Ben Bela Fager, Nitanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Yukutiel Zaman Ben Sawa, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fager Leah, Daniela Bracha Zahava Bas Fager Leah, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Moshe Ben Malka, and I think those are the Cholim. Hashem should send them all of the Fuah Shlema B'Karov. So this week's Parsha is Parsha Shoftim. So in this week's Parsha, we were told not to put up matzevas like stones. I believe after we got the Torah, I believe if you look in the Sefer Bereishis, you see they put up stones, you know, whatever reason, you know. But after the Torah we got, after we got the Halakha Torah Kedosha, we were told not to make matzevas, not to put up stones. So a Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, why not? Because Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, a stone is one stone. You say, that's it. You're finished. You're proud you did that mitzvah, but it's one stone. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Mizbeach is made up of many stones. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, we're told we have to add a mitzvah upon a mitzvah, You have to learn Torah upon Torah, do chesed upon chesed. It's made up of many stones. We don't believe that just because you did one mitzvah, that's it. No, you have to do mitzvah upon mitzvah upon mitzvah. You know, and obviously before Matan Torah, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, so Rivka Rachel Leah did many mitzvahs. We're talking about today. Then another pshat is the Walag. The Walag said the Mizbeach has a fire to Shemayim, and I believe the Shemayim brings a fire onto the Mizbeach. So the Walag just said a different pshat. A Metzeva doesn't have a fire to Shemayim, doesn't have a fire to heaven. A Mizbeach does. Zak the Walag, that's why we're allowed to build a Mizbeach, not a Metzeva. Because you're always to be looking to Hashem when you learn Torah and when you do mitzvahs. And Hashem will shower you back with ruchnias. Then it says, you know, only put upon yourself a king that Hashem commanded us. So I believe both of us were Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. One was the Netziv. And then it says, after that it says, only do a Jewish king. You know, gives us qualification what should be a king. But we just said, you can only make a king that Hashem tells you. So why do you need qualifications who could be a king? We know if Hashem said, Shimon Ploni, Yudah Ploni, Nachshon Ploni, David HaMelech is king, then you know that's a king. Why do you need qualifications who's going to be a king? So Zak the Netziv, I believe Moshe Feinstein Zatzal called the Netziv. But the Netziv said one pshat. He said, during Bais Rishon, when we had the first Beis Hamikdash, so Hashem told us who's going to be a king. During the second Beis Hamikdash, or after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Hashem no longer told us who's going to be king. So that's why we need a qualification. We need to know who's going to be the king. We need to know who's going to be the king. So that's why we need qualifications, because now we have to set up the king. So we know we have to know who Hashem wants to be a king or not. When Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said a little different shot. When Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said that he said pshat, that pshat is, what pshat? The pshat is that a Nabi might tell you, oh, Hashem told me that this and this person is supposed to be the king. So Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal by Hashem giving us the qualifications, who's allowed to be a king, like a Jew, not a non-Jew, right? Who's supposed to be a king and not a king? We know if the person's a Navi Sheker or not. We know if the guy's a false prophet. Because if he's going to make a, you know, we can tell for the qualification if Hashem told him. Then it says, Tamim Yehem Hashem Elokechem. So Zakwa Levi Yitzchak Mebidichav. Tamim, you want to be complete, you want to be whole? How do you do that? Yehem Hashem Elokechem. If you're with Hashem, that's how you become complete. Then it says, Navi Mikabecha Meachecha. So I believe Amendo Mevolka, I think that's the name of Avi Marcus from Eretz Yisrael, told me this word. Navi Mikabecha. What's a Navi supposed to do? Mikivecha, Mikivecha. A Navi is supposed to be do kivav on you. Supposed to bring closer, because also bring you closer to Hashem and the Heiligot Torah Mitzvahs. The Sfasemer said a different shot. Meachecha, from your brothers. Zok the Sfasemer. The only way you're going to get a Navi, if you're united. Meachecha, if you're united, then you'll get a Navi. Then it says, Adam Itzasada. It seems that a Jew, a Yid, a Jew is compared to being is compared to a tree. So why a tree? So back to Tamim, 1 second. By Tamim, the Taf is big. So that's it from Shad. Taf stands for Torah. The only way a Jew, a Yid, a member of Bnei Yisrael can be complete, if they cling and live by the Torah. Next one is Adam ki Eitzah Sada. A person, a Yid is compared, a Jew is compared to the tree. What's Pshat? So Lubavitcher Rebbe said, he just said at the beginning, he just said a tree has roots. I mean, every Jew has to have roots in the Torah mitzvahs. So the Walag said that Pshat Rebbe would compare to a tree. Because a tree goes through all four seasons, winter, fall, spring, and summer, and it still stands up because it has roots. Zok the Walag, every Jew has to be like a tree. The only way to survive the winters, the only way to survive the seasons of your life and the seasons of different cultures you're going to be in, if you're rooted in Torah and mitzvahs. That's why we compare to a tree. Because we have to be standing in all seasons of life and seasons of culture. But the only way to do it if we're rooted in Torah and mitzvahs. How about Yaakov Fehler from Beitar, now which you saw there, a different shot. When you cut down a tree, you see the tree has rings. R-I-N-G-S, rings, R-I-N-G-S. Zakwa Yaakov Fehler, a Jew should be adding extra rings every year with more Torah and more mitzvahs. That pshat would compare to a tree. Then at the end of Pasha, you know, Egla Rufa, if you find a dead body near a city, the elders have to come out and say, we had nothing to do with his murder. Zakla Bavitcher Rebbe, why would you think the elders of the tzaddikim and Asi the tzaddikim, why would you think they have anything to do with the murder? Asi these are tzaddikim. Zakla Bavitcher Rebbe, Zatzal, how Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Zatzal, he said, pshat is, what the elders are saying is that we taught our cities, we taught the town, the city we live in, we taught them the values of taking care of a guest, the value of human life, the values of caring for people. Therefore, we're not responsible for his murder. We had nothing to do. We taught our city properly. Now, I'm going to tell you halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. But one is, that, you know, let's say you're walking near a shul and they're saying Shema and you hear it. So you're supposed to cover your eyes and you're supposed to say the pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zak the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said that even if you do not say Birchas HaTorah, you do not say Birchas HaTorah, you can still say that Pasuk, because it's not a form of learning, but it's a form of davening. Then many poskim say, let's say you're, because we have Slichas 2 weeks from Motzi Shabbos, let's say you're in the middle of a paragraph of Slichas, and they go, Vayivo Hashem Apana Vayikra, they're about to say, Hashem, you give me the Sarachmim, you should stop. Say you give me the sarachmim, say vayivor Hashem apana, you know, first say that vayivor, and then say you give me the sarachmim, and then continue on with the congregation, continue on with the kehila. Don't go back what you are, but go continue with the kehila, with the congregation. And then many poskim say that, let's say for a reason you're weak, you feel weak during slichas. You can stand, you can sit. You can sit for every slichas, including your gimel midas, including Hashem Kerwachum, you can sit for. But